Time to check in with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business news on Friday mornings. Biggest story this week has been the construction work on Highway 50 through downtown Sacramento. Are employers worried about their workers being stuck in traffic?
I think a lot of us in the news media have been more agitated about this than the general public. And so far, it's looking like the public was right. After the first day, the traffic hasn't been that bad. But, you know, to answer your question, no. By and large, employers did really little to prepare for a big disruption. Caltrans and the city got the word out about using public transit and alternative routes, and I think most companies felt like they didn't have to go into any extraordinary efforts. Of course, you know, this work goes on through June, so it's quite possible that later phases will cause problems, but commuters are a pretty resilient bunch, and they'll find ways to make it work.
The Sacramento City Council is about to take an important vote next Tuesday over the McKinley Village project. What's the latest there?
So Steve Cohn, the council member whose district is involved, recently came out against the development, and that makes this a bit of a nail-biter for the developer. Cohn said he favors the project only if it includes a tunnel under railroad tracks on the north end of Alhambra to create another access route. We've talked before about how a lot of neighbors say they're worried about the traffic effects, even though city staff and business groups are satisfied that's not a problem. So the developer, who happens to be Phil Angelides, the former state treasurer, says that the tunnel will cost $30 million and that the project just won't pencil if they have to do that. So the council is going to have a tough decision next week. Say yes to an infill project that has a lot of supporters or go along with the council member for the area and risk killing the whole thing.
West Sacramento's mayor is talking about a massive new entertainment district along the river. But we've heard this before, right? This isn't exactly new.
Right. Yeah, this is an idea that's been around for a decade or more. In 2007, West Sacramento chose a Baltimore-based developer to build a massive mixed-use project with like 2,500 homes and office and retail space along the Barge Canal and the Sacramento River on the sort of north end of Southport. But this project was stalled first by the recession, and then there were complications involving the end of redevelopment agency. But now the deal apparently is back on the front burner, and the developer is expected to soon make a formal proposal.
I've noticed some activity near Rayleigh Field in West Sacramento in recent months. Do these fit together?
The city's been very aggressively pushing development across the river from downtown. There are several condo complexes underway or planned there, and the city's negotiating with a developer to build a 300-room Marriott Hotel and Conference Center along the river. So the entertainment district that we're talking about would be south of that, but eventually the two areas probably would flow together. You know, West Sacramento's really been aggressive and persistent in making the most of its waterfront property, and I think sooner or later this will happen.
And since we're talking about development in Yolo County, the city of Davis is also inviting developers to propose projects. And that's not something you would expect in a city that's so careful about growth.
Certainly, a lot of Davis residents are opposed to development, particularly on ag land. But that's exactly what the city's looking at.
Well, yeah, we've talked before about how Davis attracts biotech research firms, but has trouble keeping them when they get larger.
You know, they often have to leave town. Big companies, there are several examples. So when they grow, because Davis has so little room for research labs and offices, there was some friction last year when the city council voted to keep some land on the east end of town set aside for agriculture that some thought should be used for a research park. But now the city's making a concerted effort to make deals with developers to build office and research lab space as part of projects around the edges of the city. So we can expect to hear more about these projects in the next few months.
This week we learned that the city of Roseville has foreclosed on Sammy's Rockin' Island Bar and Grill. Does this signal the end of Roseville's effort to revive its downtown?
Certainly not. The city's development arm is looking for a new tenant, probably a restaurant that would reopen in that space. This is kind of a big deal for the city because the restaurant was key to the city's big plans for downtown. This is the place, you'll remember, was co-owned by Steve Peace, the developer who mysteriously disappeared and later turned up drowned off the Sonoma County coast. You know, soon after he disappeared, we learned that the restaurant had defaulted on a city loan, and which is what led to this foreclosure. It's a sad chapter in the history of this project, but definitely not the final one.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.